It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a jar of farts. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com, clicking on live broadcast. Also, you can watch us on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page on Facebook. Audio is better on Davin Comedy, but everything seems to be working this week. Woo! We are already doing better than last week. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hey. How's it going?
It's going. How are you?
Good.
And Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Pip. So this show is going to be what we meant to do last week, but technology and illness prevented us from doing that show. Since we never really got to the stories portion of the show, figured, okay, let's do that. So, to recap on the show, a judge is caught on home video calling a black man the N-word. In Texas, a restaurant owner kicks out a family for wearing masks. Boy, doesn't that story seem quaint again. School of Fools takes us to California, where due to COVID, children are forced to eat in the rain. Never a good decision. Scam busters and the WWE star get attacked by a scam victim. Fart stories and the celebrity that is selling farts in a jar. And scamming scammers will pick up the pieces of scammer Michelle going to war and fake Davin forgetting who she is. So, if you guys attempted to listen to last week's show and you can't find it anywhere, because I deleted the video because the show was such a shit show, between the audio and between the technology not working and me struggling, if you were one of the people that listened live, we're going to do the stuff we were supposed to do last week. If you're wondering what happened to last week's podcast, we tried to get through it. We really did. I mean, I was not 100%. I was probably not even 60%, but we were going to get through it. But the technology, oddly, was not working during the show. I was talking to my friend who's helped me with the broadcaster in the past. That's why I was doing some of the texting, if you were watching. Oddly, and he was going to help me on Wednesday morning with it. Oddly, as soon as the show was over, the technology worked. So I don't know. I don't know what the hell that was. I mean, I can't tell you why it didn't work last week, but it's working this week.
Solar flares.
What? Solar flares? Could be.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just guessing.
So I don't usually have anything in my mouth during the show, but I do have lozenges in. Not that I feel terrible or bad or anything, but my voice is not 100%. So what the hell happened to me? What the hell happened to me last week? Because I've worked many times ill before, but it's a brand new world now. You know, it used to be you had a cold, you work through it. Guy, I mean, I told it before when I got my Comedy Central thing, I had a 103-degree fever. You worked through it. Joe has seen me work, you know, do two shows with no damn voice, and I was passed out in the car all day. You worked through it. So I was going to do the show last week. But, you know, COVID kind of changes things. You know, in the past, when I had the sniffles or whatever, I wouldn't have said anything to Pip. I said, Pip, come on over. But again, COVID changes things. So it's like, so I started feeling a little off Saturday night. Sunday, I started to feel, eh. So I said to my wife, I go, if I don't wake up feeling better on Monday, I'm going to tell Pip to stay home. We have that technology now. I figure it was probably just a cold, you know, just a cold, but who knows today what it could be. So I'm like, you know what? We could do the show. Pip will stay home. That's what it is. Monday, I was not feeling great. You know, I was a little achy. I think I had some chills, sore throat, body fatigue, you know, a cold. I wasn't feeling good. Tuesday, still wasn't feeling well. Tried to do the show. Telling Pip to stay home was a very sound decision because after the show, first of all, you can't buy a COVID test anyplace. You can't get them. And I talked about it last week. Shame on the Biden administration. I nailed Trump on the vaccine rollout and how much he fucked that up. Shame on Biden. You can't say nobody could have been prepared because the scientists were saying you should be prepared. I mean, we've known about this shit for long enough. The states should have had stockpiles of these test kits ready to go. There should, you know, almost 2 years into this, people should not be waiting online for hours. Where in my
like we were talking about, you know, it's just like go take over the factories and have them spinning this stuff out.
And
do that.
And some were destroyed a few months ago, I believe, in Abbott. It takes many things to get to this type of level of fuck up. It's never one thing. You can't get them at the supermarkets. There are no public testing centers in the county in which I live. There is none in this county. Now, New York is having a real surge in COVID cases because that's how we like to do. We like to get the ball rolling here in New York. But in my county, there are no places to get free testing. So my wife was looking all day on Tuesday. And there was this place in the next county over in Muncie, which is a big Hasidic Jewish community, that opens at 2 in the afternoon and stays till 2 a.m. open. So I came upstairs after the show. I never waved the white flag, but I was like, all right, fuck it, we're done. I don't have the patience for this. So I said, you know what? We're done with tonight's show. She's like, oh, I found a place. You want to go get tested? Again, in a different time, in a different world. No, I'm not getting fucking tested. It's a cold, stupid. Leave me alone. I'm going to bed. Don't bother me with this nonsense. In this time, you do the right thing. If you can do the right thing. So that's about a 45-minute drive. Went there. It was packed. Packed. Again, my county doesn't have any place to get public testing. You really can't find any tests in the pharmacies. We actually have a couple. We actually found after much hunting. So you're waiting there for about an hour. Everybody's wearing masks. But if you didn't walk in yet with COVID, well, there was a good chance you were walking out with COVID.
That's great.
I mean, that's...
Welcome to the factory.
But really, that's why so many people have avoided so many medical procedures for the past 2 years, because they don't want to be exposed to COVID. I get it. So you walk in, and you can get one of three tests. You could get a rapid test, which is like 80% accurate, and you can get those results in an hour or so. You could get a test that's 99% accurate, and they'll let you know within 24 to 48 hours. And you could get a test that's 99% accurate that will test you for COVID, influenza, and I believe rhinovirus. And again, 24 to 48 hours. I took the COVID 99% accurate. I told my wife, I said, listen, you're here, you're in the house with me, you should get tested too. But she's had a cough for a while, for several months now. So I said, you should get tested for all three. We need to find out what the hell is going on with you.
Sure.
So we waited for about an hour. It was funny, there was this woman there who every time they would call a name, she would go up and try to sneak in. I just saw it. It'd be a guy's name. It'd be a girl's name. She's just kind of, and they're like, no, it's not you.
Oh, bitch!
Shut up, stupid. Relax.
Eventually, when I went, she did sneak in, and like the person who was called was just like, oh, just let her go. But I was like, really? I mean, this is a grown woman. This woman's probably, I don't know, maybe a little older than me. I don't know. It's hard to tell when they're wearing the shadle, the headgear. I don't know. But get tested.
Shameful.
It is. Now, I had never been tested before, because remember, when I got COVID March 2020, once you didn't have symptoms, there was nothing they were really testing for. It was impossible to do it. So I'm assuming I had COVID, because I probably did then, but I couldn't get tested. And I haven't needed to be tested any other time. So this is the first time.
No, I meant shameful, the woman sneaking in.
No, I know. I know. So If you haven't been tested, it's quite the surprise up your nose. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. But I imagine it's the... I don't know. I can't compare. It made me cough. Maybe it's like the first time a woman gives a blowjob and it hits the back of the throat. I don't know. It made me like... It made me... Or a man gives a blowjob. Excuse me. I don't know what...
Thank you. Thank you. That was very open of you.
I'm a very open individual. But I kind of like, my wife took it like a pro, because clearly she's had things up her nose regularly. But I coughed on each nostril like the little bitch I am. So we got tested.
I coughed and sneezed up each nostril, too. I'm not going to lie.
All right. So now, when my wife drove, we took her car. She was in the front. I sat in the back, like opposite, like to give as much space as possible. So the next morning I wake up, Wednesday morning, feel like I do not feel well. This feels like a bad cold. This feels like a bad, I've had worse. I've played hurt through worse. You know, but then to make an insult to injury, and I texted Joe this, the cable box dies. Nay, nay. Nay, nay. We are staring at isolation, Mr. Cable. You need to fucking suck it. And it was just this cable box. The other cable box is working fine. So at first in the morning, like, I'm trying to click, and it's very delayed in the response. Like, all right, what the fuck? So I try to reset the box. Then I'm watching, and the picture freezes. I'm like, all right, well, maybe it's this channel. No. The cable box got COVID, too.
Was it coughing and wearing a little mask?
It was, and then it just fucking keeled over. Another victim of COVID.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, you know, I have, you know, Netflix and all that other stuff. But I'm like, oh, fuck. Because potentially I'm staring at a couple of weeks like this.
Yeah.
So, and I really can't have the cable company come in. Although the thought did cross my mind. But my wife went out a few hours later, and we got a new cable box, and that worked out. So, the place
was... Crisis averted.
Pretty much. I mean, listen, illness is one thing, but no TV? We got fucking issues.
Yeah, that ain't right.
No, you can't be on the couch and have nothing to stare at when you're sick. Nope.
And I will recommend, and I might get mocked for this, I will recommend a good illness show that can hold your attention, pull at the heartstrings, but is really like chicken soup for the soul, like a very comforting to watch when ill. Go to Little House on the Prairie.
I cannot make fun of you, sir.
Well, thank you. That's a first. Usually that's what everybody's lined up to do.
No, usually, you know, immediately I'm unsheathing the talons.
As well you should.
I cannot make fun of you. That was a go-to TV show, like, in the first run. Mm-hmm. I used to watch that when I used to have to go and sit in the house with my mom when my dad went out bartending for work. And I have to say that it was a friggin' roller coaster, and you were going to cry every damn show.
You know what it is?
But it's a good cry.
Michael Landon... in that role as Charles Ingalls, is like a warm hug. He just has the answers. He's just so caring and so decent. What? All right, now, Joe.
When the cameras were rolling, he was actually a prick on that show.
Oh.
He was absolutely horrible to the woman co-star.
Oh, really?
Show. Wouldn't give her a right. Treat her like absolute shit. Wanted to pay her the wages the children were getting. Yeah, he was a prick.
Why do you have to ruin everything that I like? Why do you have to? I was unaware of that. But.
No, he did. When you saw him on the show, Pa, oh my God, it's like so Hallmark card, so warm, and you know he's just like he's the stand-in for all, you know, anybody with daddy issues. It's like Pa, you know, he soothed the soul. He is chicken soup for the soul.
Wow. I mean, according to Joe, that just, you know, with what Joe just told us, that just makes the acting on that show even more tremendous.
It's chef's kiss. You have no idea what kind of prick he was behind scenes.
No idea.
So, awesome acting.
Tremendous. But it really is. And I was watching some again this morning because I was up. It was the one where there was an anthrax breakout. and Charles and Jonathan Garvey, played by Merlin Olsen, former football player, had her go and get the medication, and of course they get held up, you know, by gunpoint, all these antics, but they get back and a lot of people are saved. You know, much like Star Trek, none of the main characters offed, but a lot of other people offed. But
did they have anybody wearing a red shirt while they were out getting the medication?
No, but here's what I was thinking, because I've watched a lot of these Little House on the Prairie episodes.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to that area, you really need to be careful where you step, because there's dead people buried all over the place. I mean, they're not in cemeteries. There's a tree here, a river here, just dead people all over the place in the Walnut Grove region.
I thought you meant because of all the bison on the prairie. You have to be careful where you step.
No. Just the corpses. So there is so much death on that show, which I never noticed before. But that's what makes it realistic, because, you know, it's 1880s. And there is a lot of death in the world. But at that time. But I'm like, oh my God, another one dies. Why aren't you in a cemetery? No, this tree by the property will do fine. We don't need a proper marker. We're just gonna bury dead people. A dead kid here, a dead wife here, a dead dad. You know, everybody's fucking dead in Walnut Grove, except for the main characters. They just get written off. But
it's Little Corpse on the Prairie.
It is Little Corpse on the Prairie. So if you ever want to go see where that show is made, because it is loosely based on Laura Ingalls Wilder's life, just don't step too deep, because you might step on some prairie folk.
Hey, no, you know what? Go with one of those metal detectors. You might be able to dig up some teeth and rings.
I don't know how much metal was for these folks, but anyway.
I don't know.
So I get the call from the place that took the test before hours open. Well, that's very nice of them. I got the Chinese crud. I got me some of that Omicron.
They told you which version you had?
No, they did not, but it's the dominant version. That, yeah. And the symptoms that I had. Listen, here's the reality with it. It feels like a bad cold. If we didn't have a pandemic going around, nobody would give a shit. Now, they say this is a milder version, and they say it's milder still for those that have been triple vaxxed, which I have, or in Joe's case, double vaxxed, because he got the Johnson & Johnson. So I've had three Pfizers. So, and Joe said, you're not supposed to get sick. Nay, you can get sick, unfortunately. But I can compare myself. I had fever for a couple of days, and it was low-grade fever. I mean, it wasn't raging or anything. Low-grade fever for a couple of days. A mutual friend of Joe and I had COVID-19, and he was double vaxxed, but he had not gotten the booster yet, not because he was adverse to it in any way. He just hadn't gotten it yet, and he had a fever for 8 days. So,
wow.
Yeah. So I mean, the stuff it pays. Now, I did lose some sense of taste and smell, which was kind of weird. And that's
why you decided to do the show tonight.
No, I got it back now. But
if you can't taste, that's too bad.
If you can't taste anything, it's a great time to eat vegetables. I mean, I'm like, it's like now's the time for a kale shake, you know.
Since it doesn't matter what it tastes like, just have it just to like get some nutrients in.
Exactly. It's good. Anyway, so here's the deal. First of all, this was happening right before Christmas, of course. So you know, it's like, ugh. And listen, you. How do I want to phrase it? I was on social media, and I don't post a lot of personal stuff on social media. For instance, Pip knows something that happened this week that I'm not going to post on social media. And Joe and Pip know that I had COVID, and I'm sharing that with you guys, all who listen to the show, because you're my friends, but I didn't post it on social media. And I didn't want to get into things with people, but I saw a lot of people's Christmas plans were getting canceled because of COVID-19. So here's what I've noticed. I noticed the people who have gotten vaccinated and boosted are very angry at the unvaccinated, because as we've talked about before, the longer we have more people globally who are unvaccinated, the more chances for variants that we get. Now, this variant is just highly contagious and somewhat mild for most of us. I'm worried about the variant that comes back that's highly contagious and is fucking more destructive. I'm worried about that one. So those people were lashing out at the unvaccinated. I saw that. And not people who would normally do that. And then I also saw the unvaccinated going, aha, more people are dying, aren't you? More of the vaccinated people are dying than the unvaccinated, which is completely false, by the way. Even President Trump will tell you that's false. And of course, he's gotten blowback from the far right. Listen, I don't know why Trump has had the come to Jesus moment. I don't know why. Maybe he realizes because this vaccine really was his greatest fucking accomplishment in office. Maybe he realizes he should have been taking these victory laps months ago. I mean, I know he was frustrated that the rollout didn't happen until after the election, but that's science, baby. But what happened under his administration, like I've said, you get credit for this shit, good or bad, that happens under your administration. It happened. The vaccine came under his administration. They put the money in the right companies, and Moderna and Pfizer. Although one of them, I don't think Pfizer took the money. But you know, they didn't bet on the AstraZeneca or some of the other ones. The decisions were made to bet on the companies they did. It's a success, and the country'd be in a lot better place if he would have realized this months ago. But he doesn't. But he didn't. For whatever reason. But now he's taking credit for it. As he should. Of course, he's making it political. Don't let them steal from us. Like, hey, baby, we don't want to steal it from you. I've been saying all along, you know, before it was popular. Like, no, man, take your bow. You did this. You get the credit for it.
And now get your people on board with it already.
That's the sad part. That's and now it's so political. But it shouldn't be political. Listen, here's the reality. I've already started seeing this. Joe might start seeing this too. Comedy gigs are already getting canceled. I have a gig in February, one of my venues. He's like, we're going to have to reschedule. He's like, I've had to reschedule already 30 events for January and February. Here's my concern. I don't think we're going to have the government forced shutdown that we had in 2020, which was necessary because we didn't have vaccines. We didn't know what the fuck we were dealing with. And that was a much more severe version of it. So I don't think we're going to have that type of thing. I don't think we're going to have the states shutting places down. But you are going to have people who don't want to go out. You are going to have people who don't want to eat in restaurants or go to movie theaters or sporting events. Forget about the movie stars. Forget about the athletes. It's the ticket takers. It's the ushers. In my business, it's the restaurant owners, it's the comics, it's the waiter, the waitresses. Listen, man, the government did the right thing by bailing everybody out. It really kept a lot of businesses and a lot of people afloat to where they could come back when we started opening things up this summer. And it actually felt normal. Wasn't that fun? It felt normal for a few months. Here's the thing. They're not bailing us out this time. They're not going to bail out the restaurants again. The waiters aren't getting bailed out. The line cooks aren't getting bailed out. The comics aren't getting bailed out. None of us are getting bailed out. A lot of these venues are going to go under. And that's just the reality of it. And that's why I'm so fucking frustrated. Because it didn't have to be this way. And I will tell you...
It's still a choice. Still your choice. Still your choice.
I understand it's a choice.
Still your choice.
I never said it wasn't a choice. But you can do the smart thing and the compassionate thing. And listen... I got a little willy-nilly with it a couple of weeks ago. I said, you know what? I'm going to be fine. I will say this much. COVID cost me time with a loved one that I will never get back. It's my fucking fault. And I got to deal with that. It is a choice. Not saying a fucking mandate. But it doesn't have to be this way. We can do the smart thing. We do have the tools. We do have the science. I know the science is always changing. Yeah, because it's fucking new, stupid. It's fucking new, stupid. That's the reality. And honestly, with this variant, wear a fucking mask. We're going to be fine. It shouldn't be this way. This variant, if you're vaccinated, triple vaxxed, like I am, it was a fucking cold. I know the first time around they go, no, it's the flu. No, it wasn't, you assholes. It wasn't the flu. This variant... From what they're saying and from what your pal is telling you, this was a cold. If you do the right thing, the vast majority of you will get through this fine. You've had worse shit. But people are panicked now. And we're already going to start seeing people close things down. And it might not affect you directly, but it might affect the neighbor or somebody else's business or even your favorite place where you like to get food. It might affect that shit. They're not going to survive. So you know what? Here's the reality. I'm going to wear the fucking mask. Now, I'm not going to get COVID for a while. I'm triple vaxxed, and I've had two strains of this motherfucker already. Lord knows how many other times I've been exposed to it that I didn't get sick. But I'm going to wear the fucking mask. And I wasn't wearing it before, and my wife and my daughter, you know, they were right. They were. Now, the chances are I would have gotten COVID anyway just because of my line of work. Every time I go in the fucking city, I get COVID. Every fucking time. But
it's a teeming mass of viruses.
Just listen, man. All I could tell you is maybe if I was a little bit more careful, if I was just a little fucking smarter, instead of said, fuck it, I'm going to be fine. And I was fine. I tried to do a fucking show. I would have gotten through the show if the tech didn't fucking fail and if my voice didn't fail. I would have got... most of you are going to be fine. But just do the right fucking thing so we can keep going out. Because like I said, I lost precious time with a loved one. People have lost a lot more than me with this. You know, I always mark my years, the end of the year, like how many people close to me got out alive. Did everybody make it? You know, so when people were bitching about 2020, and it sucked, I was fortunate. This year I've not been fortunate. I've lost two things. I'll just say two spirits that I love very much. So 2021 has sucked for me. And one of those, if I was just maybe a little fucking smarter, I could have had a little bit more quality time. But I did to myself, so I got to own that. But yeah, man, Joe, it's a choice. I'm not saying we have to have Listen, should we have mandates for this variation? Probably not, man. Probably not. But if we all just do the fucking right thing, we're going to get through this and we're going to be fine. Joe is social distancing from the show. I have sent Joe to the back of the room.
Apparently, he needs to be 6 feet away from his screen.
Yes. Joe is moving to the back of the room, moving far. He won't even look at me now. He won't even look at me now.
And I'm plugging in my laptop.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What, doesn't that work on clapper power, too?
Everybody, clap to keep Joe's technical stuff alive.
Everybody. Yeah. Joe, have you had any comedy cancellations for next year yet? Or this year?
Technically, we have. I'm going to be down at Uncle Vinny's for New Year's Eve. Saturday got canceled. There was really no reservations for Saturday. I guess maybe because it's a holiday and people are a little nervous. We got reservations for Friday, but not Saturday. So Saturday's gig's off. How are you doing with bananas?
So far, so good. You know.
Really? Oh, I was wondering about that.
Listen, man, people.
New Year's Eve, or you working the Saturday too?
There is no Saturday. It's just New Year's Eve.
Yeah, because the Saturday got canceled. You know, and Saturday's kind of rough because it's kind of the first holiday in a while. It actually falls on a weekend. You know, so trying to get people in on a holiday might be kind of rough. But we're full steam ahead for Sunday.
I hope it stays that way. I hope it stays that way. We're both working in New Jersey, but I don't know, man. I don't think turnout's going to be what we thought it was going to be. And then I'm traveling in January, including the place where I really was ill with COVID. I hope that shit holds up. You already see flights getting canceled. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I called my family, you know, and I was talking to them, how they feel, and I said, look, I got my shots, I got my boosters, stuff like that. How's everybody doing? And they're like, yeah, we're full steam ahead. So I went up with a family friend. We had a great time. You know, no mask, no nothing. So far, so good.
Yeah, but didn't you have, like, a little bit more peace of mind because your brother's, you know, elderly, that you had done, you know, as far as vaccinations, you had done the right thing, that the chances were reduced of you spreading it to him because you did your part. Wasn't that a little bit of peace of mind?
Yeah, a little bit. Look, I'm playing the game, but it gets to a point where you want to know something. I'm playing the game, and you know what? Everybody's fine. We're gonna go up, and we did. We had a great time. We had a good 2 days. We were up there for two days.
Now I will tell you a little bit about the psychology of COVID with me, because really the killer in COVID is if it gets into your chest. So it's like every time you cough, and I didn't have a bad cough, but every time you cough, like, ah, oh, fuck? Is this about to get a lot worse? And the other thing with COVID is there are plenty of stories where people are doing okay, and then it takes a sudden turn for the worst. So it's like, okay, I feel okay now. What's tomorrow going to bring? Like, there's the psychology of COVID. But I do think this is a milder strain. It was weird. I could feel my body losing power as I was getting sicker with the COVID. Like, I could feel myself getting more ill. And then as I was coming up on the other side of it, I could feel myself gaining strength and everything. I'm not 100%. I still got a little bit of a sniffle. My voice isn't back 100%. But I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good.
Well, I tell you, I was like I said, when I got the J&J, I mean, I felt it. So, you know, so far so good. And I've been taking so many supplements. I take a load of supplements. I take because with the Santa Claus gigs, I've been taking vitamin C, like emergency and stuff like that.
I've taken emergency twice, COVID both times. I think the C in emergency is emergent COVID. That's what I think it is.
I've been taking that. I take vitamin C. I take vitamin D, 2,000 mg of vitamin C, green tea extract. I take all this stuff. Well, if it gets into my system, it's going to be like the bar scene from Bronx Tale. Now you can't leave, you know. So it's like
you can't leave. I've invested in women's multivitamins, and I've been eating those like candy. Well, they are gummies.
Whatever you think will get you through it. I don't know. I get this COVID motherfucker all the time. This was much better than what I had March 2020. I will tell you that. Now, it's weird about my body. Like, I get it, but, like, I'll recover fairly quickly. Like, inside of a week, I'm ready to go. So that's the COVID.
It's a miracle that I haven't caught it yet, because my whole day program, they are getting it one after the other.
You might
and
have
I'm
it.
Meeting about it today.
You might have it. You just might not be sick. Now, what's interesting is
at my day program, I was out yesterday. I came in this morning. It's just the four of us in there. Everybody else got my supervisor, who's always been good, you know, let me go to the show and stuff like that. His daughter is a nurse, and she wound up getting testing positive Christmas Day. He had all the food and everything ready to go. He had to cancel.
Now, wow. What's weird?
Yeah.
I asked for them to give me my wife's results, and they would have, but they didn't have it. So my wife emailed later, and it came back, and she was negative, and she was sleeping right next to me. So I mean, there's no rhyme.
On my Christmas show, my four Christmas Eve shows. There was a family that I've been going to for 5 years. Matter of fact, it was one of the two shows I did last year that was ago. And we did it outside, and the kids were there. So I show up, on Christmas Eve, and I come and stand, and I go, "Hey, how you doing?" And he goes, "And I go. So where do you want to do it? You want to do it inside and outside?" She goes, "The kids can't make it." I'm like, "What happened?" They go, "The kids got COVID." I'm like, "Oh, brother." So I go. Well, we'll make the best of it. So it was a 30-minute show. So I went in. We sang some carols. We sang the night before Christmas, and then I kind of went off book, and I go, "I just want to let you folks know something." I go, last year, I just did your house and another person's house, and I go, last year, it was the first sense of normalcy that I had since that March. You know, I don't know about you guys, but it was the first sense of normalcy. So I told them, I go, we'll do this again next year. We'll have the kids, and we'll get through this, you know. So, you know, you felt a little bad.
Yeah, it would certainly be nice if we could get normal. I don't get amazed by it, but I commented almost weekly on this show. The stupidity and the stubbornness of our populace, it just frustrates me to no end, because it could be so much better. Because honestly, man, I've been honest with you guys the whole time. This variant, for the vast majority who do the right thing, it's not that fucking bad, man. We could power through this shit. And it's not just because I didn't get that sick. I was sick. But the science says this isn't that bad. We could power through this shit if we did the right thing. People could still go into restaurants, because you go, all right, it's a fucking cold. It's winter. I'm used to getting a cold in winter. But we've mind-fucked ourselves so much, and we let it get to this place because we didn't do the right thing, because so many of us make this shit political. It's really, that's one of the things that's blowing my mind. This really shouldn't be political. And it's nice to see President Trump and President Biden on the same side of this shit. I mean, it really should have been that the whole way. Honestly, yeah. Trump should have gotten vaccinated in person. Honestly, Trump and Biden should fucking get out there. And really, I mean, it would never happen. But, you know, Trump should take together. Trump should take his kudos for getting the vaccine, for developing the vaccine. And Biden should take the kudos for making the vaccine readily available. It really was a tremendous rollout. They should take it together. And people should put away their fucking talons, to use Pip's word from earlier, and just fucking appreciate the greatness of American ingenuity, the fucking brilliance of our scientists, the competence of the two of them, no matter what you think about them, and I'm sure both sides think the other one's completely incompetent. But for this moment, the competence of the two of them to give us this great fucking gift. And it's just stupidity in this country that prevents all of us from benefiting. Fortunately, the three of us.
Well, it's not stupidity. It's the right of choice. And if you take the right of choice, what are they going to take the right of choice away for next? You give them an inch, you take a mile.
No. We've been vaccinated for years.
It's
not going over.
It is true.
No, we've been vaccinated for years. Try going away to a foreign country.
I understand that. We've been vaccinated with drugs that have a minimum of 6 years of research.
They've been working on this mRNA for over a decade. It's not that new. It's not new. These vaccines have been tested more than anything else. They've been tested more than any other vaccines they've ever rolled out. Yeah, it's always a crapshoot.
That's not actually true.
Yes, it is true.
The shortest time span on a vaccine that was rushed out was about four years.
I'm not talking about years. I'm talking about trials. They've done a lot of trials on this. Listen, you motherfuckers drink soda, which is pure garbage for you. You eat fucking fast food, which is pure crap. I don't want to hear about you really give a shit what goes into your body. And I'm no better. Don't get me wrong. And you know what?
But that's your personal choice.
Okay, but my personal choice doesn't affect other people. It's my personal choice. I don't want to wear a seatbelt. You know what the man says? The man says you better wear a seatbelt, motherfucker. It's my personal choice. I want to smoke on an airplane. You know what the man says? You can't smoke on the airplane, motherfucker. Like I've said a million times, we're not as free as we think. Because we're in a society. Nobody would want to live every man for himself. Because you know what? You'd all be bitching that your roads weren't fucking plowed if it was every man for himself. You'd all be bitching that you were getting cancer from the water if it was every man for himself. We all benefit from the country. Enough with the fucking liberty. We're not fucking Davy Crockett out there. We're all a bunch of soft people that lives in a fucking
society. You got a group of people that are looking to take it at every chance you can. You got to watch what... You gotta watch.
But don't do it with the fucking pandemic. Listen, I'm not saying let the government have their way with everything. But when it comes to medicine, that we've all been fucking taking vaccines for years. You want to go to school? You get a vaccine. You want to travel to a foreign country? Get a vaccine. You know what the first vaccine mandates were? George Washington's army. You can't get more American and patriotic than George motherfucking Washington. You know what he said to the troops? You're getting the fucking jab, motherfuckers. And they got the jab. So enough. Enough with all. And listen, I'm tired. I don't want to get in a rant. I'm tired of all the independent research, which means you looked at what somebody else watched on YouTube or what that's not independent research. Independent. Are you running fucking clinical trials? Are you getting people together? Do you have the bacteria in your lab? No, you don't. Looking on YouTube is not independent fucking research. Stop it. You're not that smart. And I'm not saying I'm doing independent research. I tell you where I get the shit I'm doing. But I never said, well, I was watching a YouTube video, I was watching CNN, and I did independent research. No, I didn't do independent research. It's just who I choose to believe. Am I going to believe the people that have been doing this the whole life, that have been on board since the goddamn Reagan administration, and worked for presidents, Republican and Democrat? Or am I going to believe Joe Rogan, who makes money by telling you to eat worm ass? I'm going to believe the doctor. That's just...
I got better in 3 days on the therapy that he took.
Yeah, but you can't get the therapy. I got better in 3 days, too. Who the fuck cares? He got the monoclonal, whatever that is. That's science, motherfucker. Invector, whatever the fuck it is, it's science! He didn't whip it up in his podcast lab! It was made by Big Pharma! The same way the fucking pill that they came out with that's going to keep people out of the hospital that Pfizer came out with that they just approved.
Well, we don't know that yet.
Well, that's what they... But people are going to take that shit.
You say a lot of things.
Listen, people take Tylenol. They don't know what's in it. Stop it. People are not brilliant enough, are not smart enough to fucking realize we go on faith with most fucking things. You think that car that you're driving is safe because it was put through a bunch of tests by the government. But in fact, the vast majority of us don't know if it's safe. It says it's safe. The reviews say it's safe. The government says it's safe. We hope for the best. Now, you could build your own car. You could do that. But most of us aren't doing that. Most of us aren't Fred Flintstone getting by on foot power. most of us are trusting somebody. Listen, the food you get, the vast majority of us are not hunting our own food. And kudos to those of you who are. The vast majority of us are going to the supermarket and are very thankful that the USDA is not letting Tyson Chicken or whatever beef corporation put whatever they want in these things and the food so that they can monitor. Well, the vast majority of us are very happy that there's a government regulation that you can't fuck the chickens. You can't fuck the chickens if you want to serve the chickens. The vast majority of us are very happy. You know who does that? The government. Because if Purdue had its way, there'd be all sorts of chicken fucking. You would be eating man jizz and chicken ass, and you wouldn't know it. Go, oh, why is this chicken chlorine-y? I guess chickens are just chlorine-y. But we have the big brother, the government, making sure. Listen, if we're gonna serve the chickens for consumption, you can't fuck it. You can fuck your recreational chickens, just don't get caught.
Listen. Is that your side piece?
Yes, your side nine piece. You can fuck your side. You can fuck your side piece. You can't fuck the nine piece. And you know who makes that? The government. So stop it. It's not a Democratic government. It's not a Republican government. These are just people that do their jobs, regardless of who's in charge. That's what we all rely on. We rely on professionals to do their job to keep us safe.
But it is also a government, if you give them an inch, they take a mile. And you have to watch them.
Yeah, I understand. You know? I understand, Joe. But I've had three fucking vaccines. And as far as I can tell, Bill Gates isn't.
And that's your choice.
I understand. But nobody can explain to me what the end game is.
I wear a mask if I have to go in. That's my choice. I'm not going to. Yeah, but it's your choice. I'm not going to go in. I'm not wearing them. No, I live with the fucking mask.
Here's the conspiracy, Joe. Here, I'll give you a conspiracy. The government wants us to get vaccines to keep us alive, to pay taxes. Yeah, dead people don't pay taxes. So if you want a conspiracy, they're doing everything they can do to keep us alive. Because God knows they'll get their fucking money if we're alive. We're no good to them dead. So there's the conspiracy. They're doing everything they can do to keep us alive, except tell us, hey, you're a fat fuck. It's going to be worse for you if you get COVID. They should tell you that. They don't tell you that because we can't handle hard truths. But
everything is a hypothetical. You could say that, and the argument about that is, you know, the whole thing. Well, this was against Trump. Sometimes I think it is, but you know,
against Trump, Joe. All right, here's the end of that argument, real quick.
Let me finish. We're almost a year into the Biden presidency, and things haven't gotten better. So you go, well, maybe it wasn't. It's a country that has free thought. Some free thought is very good. Some free thought is fucking ridiculous. And you're going to get that in a free society. And you're also going to get a society that should be made up to make up its mind. Everything you've just said in the past 15 minutes, I agree with some of it. I don't agree with some of it. But at the end of the day, you could look at somebody that doesn't want to take the vaccine and talk to them. And if you want to take it after that, that's fine. If you don't, well, it's their choice. You know?
Listen, like I said,
especially the chicken fucking. We could take that.
I am very upset about the lack of chicken fucking that we're allowed to do. Very upset.
Well, the government doesn't want you.
We should be allowed to fuck every chicken, every cow, every goat that we see that we look like the looks of.
Let me tell you something about chicken fucking. There's two roosters up at the farm. My nephew's farm. I watched those two sons of bitches rape this one poor chicken. And she's stupid. She should hop on the top level, but she doesn't, so she's got it coming to her.
Well, Joe.
Do you
Joe.
Do you know that they have harnesses special harnesses that you can buy or get the plans for and sew yourself to put on the female chickens so that when he jumps on, he doesn't grab his talons in and hurt them.
Let me tell you something. The last time I saw something like that, it was the Cuomo brothers. So I don't know, but it wasn't nice.
Joe, was that Joe, was that joke a farm to microphone? Is that what we just heard?
Farm to microphone.
You're feeling better. Right. Good. Nice assist.
Thank you
for the assist.
They actually do. I know this because my friend's daughter was very involved in, they have chickens, they keep chickens, and she was very upset because the hens would have these like dig marks in them, like they would bleed because their roosters would just latch on there and dig in, and so hens were getting hurt on the sides, so they put little
at the OBI in that fucking hen house, yeah.
I put little saddles on them so they don't get so hurt.
Listen.
I think about that now every time I hear our neighbor's rooster. I'm like, you, calm yourself.
Pip wants a Me Too movement for hens.
And I get my, May gives me a dozen eggs every time I leave the farm, and it's like, you know, they're fresh. Sometimes I give them to Joe's girl. They go, they're fresh. I go, I pet the chicken that laid them. Yeah, I know the chicken that laid them.
I know the name of the chicken that laid them.
I know the name of the chicken that laid them.
Chickens are supposedly very sweet, very good pets, believe it or not.
They're very nice.
Oh, they're adorable. There's a couple that sit and, you know, you pet them and stuff like that. They're like pets. They run up to the door along with Rexford. Yeah. They're very sweet animals.
Until you deep fry them. But anyway.
Yeah.
They lose a little bit of their friendliness.
All right. So the other thing is, tomorrow we close on the house.
Oh!
Whoa!
Thank you.
Finally! Really?
Thank you. Yes.
Man, finally. So tell us, what happened?
Well, she moved out today, and she's getting the house cleaned tomorrow. So, I don't know. According to our realtor, it seems like there was a lot of problems created by our two lawyers that made this much worse than it needs to be. And remember I kind of said that? I think the lawyers are kind of like making this shit a lot worse. So...
Yeah, you said that your lawyer was kind of kowtowing to their old boss or mentor.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think he's consulting with his client very much, and I don't think we were getting the full picture.
Yeah.
So it saved her a couple of payments. What's weird is they will not be at the closing. Neither the lawyer nor her will be at the closing.
What?
Really?
Documents are already signed.
Okay.
That's bizarre.
Well, it was almost the same situation with Ant when he sold the compound, that he closed early. He was supposed to go do a gig with us, and because he had to go close early, he had to pay rent to stay for another week. But the guy wanted to close it then, man. It's like, the guy's paying cash. Fuck it, I'll go. Yeah, so yeah.
Well, but you know what? Since it started becoming so contentious, good thing they're not going to be there.
Well, we still have to do the walkthrough tomorrow. The problem is, there's this, for lack of a better word, there's this like man-made little stream in the front that you turn on. Like there's a switch, and the water runs, and you hear it. It's very relaxing, and it'll make you tinkle. But the problem is, we don't know how to turn it on. So we were going to ask her at close. So I don't know. You know, we got to do it.
Well, you know what? Just don't turn it on until I'm well in the house, because I don't know if I'm going to make it to your bathroom with all that, you know, tinkle-inducing noise going on in the front yard.
All that motivation.
Your motivation stream will motivate my stream.
But we're not going to leave it on 24/7, but, you know.
Oh, good.
It's a nice little feature. I mean, listen.
Let me tell you something. It's little shit, like, at your house. I have a lighthouse. I bought a lighthouse. And
yeah.
I bought it when I got it, and what happened was the light wouldn't work, and I'm freaking out what's going on, It was about a month and a half ago, and it turned out that I had one of the GFI outlets clicked off. So I went around, I went on the web, I figured it out, I got it working again, and it made me happy again to come home and see it. And then about 2 weeks ago, I come, and it's out again. I'm like, it was the GFI, but, and it turned out it was the bulb. But just coming home and seeing that thing on is just amazing, because basically when I was going through the divorce and selling the house, I said that I have to jump in waters and swim to another side. And I, that to me, when I got the light, that lighthouse was the beacon, you know? So when that ain't on, I freak the fuck out.
It's the little things that make it home.
It's like a touchstone for you.
Yeah. So little stuff like that, like your stream. You know, you want the stream to go. It's, it makes, you know, it's nice.
Before the shenanigans went into overdrive between the seller and whatever, we were supposed to get the keys from the house on Sunday from her at 5 p.m., as life would have it, on Sunday, 5 p.m. on Sunday, excuse me. As life worked out, that would have been god-awful if we had to get the keys from her on Sunday at 5 p.m. So, I don't know. I don't know if there's a god or not a god. I don't know if it's coincidence, but it worked out.
You know what I call it? Flipper nudges. Pip, I don't think you're going to remember. Pip, you remember Flipper?
Yeah.
Flipper? And you remember when the shark used to attack the kids and Flipper would come in and nudge the shark out of the way and the shark would go away?
That's
I was explaining to Joe's girl. She looked at me like I was a fucking lunatic. But I go, those are called Flipper nudges. And it nudges you in the right way. So you got a couple of Flipper nudges there, my friend.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, if that's what it was, I'm glad we did not pick up the keys. On Sunday night, because that would have been a fucking living hell. That's all. Pip knows what I'm talking about. That's all I'll say about that, because I want to keep my shit together for this show. That would be nice, especially since the fucking performance I had last week. So.
Oh, well, you could not. It could not be helped. I mean, that, remember when I got the food poisoning at your house? How could you forget? And I could not. I was so nauseous. I could not sit up straight to get on the mic and continue working the show. I had to lie down because if the idea of sitting up straight was making me like, I'm not going to be able to stop from puking. I had to lie down.
Well, so sometimes, I was saying last week, I'm like, look, if we're on the road, there's a show, there's an audience, you know, they're sitting there, they're waiting. We got to do a fucking show, and we got to do whoever the MC is, 15, I got to do 30 to 40, you've got to do 45. We got to, I mean, here we can walk away. It's the first show. We've been doing this show 11 years. It was the first time ever we cut the show short. And I mean, through sickness, through major league arguments on the show, blah, 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 blah. Mr. Five wrote, I even wrote to everybody when we were signing off. I go, folks, I go, this is the first time in 11 years we've actually cut it short. It got to a point where, you know what, enough. You know?
It was really the technology and the fact that I didn't have any answers for the technology and I didn't have the strength in me to power through it. That's what it was.
No, it was there was too much piled on top of each other. It was not worth trying to strain through. Even our friends who were in the chat were going, ugh, there's like feedback or buzzing, and you know, it's like it wasn't even fun for them, and they were the stalwarts that came to listen. So it's like, what are we doing?
Well, you know, another one of those little Flipper nudges. Like I said, the broadcaster was not working during the show, which led to all the other sound issues we had. As soon as we signed off, everything was working fine.
You know what? Even with Ant over at those guys, I mean, sometimes the Samcaster is a fucking nightmare, and even Garrett and those guys have a problem with it. So, that, you know, it's the equipment some nights, you know?
Yeah, that's what it was. So if you guys enjoy the house closing stories and the house hunting stories, we're going to transition to moving stories and selling this house stories. If you did not, sorry, but I have a feeling there's going to be a lot more fucking shenanigans trying to move, dealing with contractors, getting this house ready for sale. Well,
it is impossible not to have shenanigans when you're moving and selling a place. It's not humanly possible.
Yeah, but I
tried doing it at once. Tried doing it both at once. I'm surprised I didn't blow my fucking head off. Patience level was shit. I learned during that whole period, I learned a lot about patience because you were trying to get something done, and it ain't fucking happening, you know? And it's like, you can't do anything, you know?
Nope. I was selling my half of the house to my brother and buying a new house the same time that my boss had left, and I was trying to learn her job and take classes, how to do her job, because I was already stuck in it. And I was moving in with Mr. Helix, like, to live together for the first time. I was wild. I cried every day during that period. Every day. It was so stressful. So
people were asking me, has it really settled in what happened yet? I go, no. I go, when everything calms down, there'll probably be one night where it's going to hit me like a train. And there was one night, I was probably moved in about 3 weeks, and I was barbecuing. I sit down, and I go, where am I? Where's Joanne? Where am I? How am I here? How, you know, and it just hit me like a fucking train. You know, it turned out well. You know, it worked out for the best. But, you know, it's I just, after everything that happened, it's like, Why am I? Where's my old house? Where am I? What am I doing? You know, yeah. It was a lot. It was a lot, man. I don't really want to do it again in that manner. But you know, it is what it is.
Well, you're not going to have to do it in that manner. You're not going to be going through a divorce.
No.
Right.
So.
No. Right.
I mean, that's you know, leaving this house.
With somebody that was making life miserable every day.
Well, Joe, that's the reason the vast majority of people get divorced, because somebody was like making their life miserable.
He wasn't helping herself, and I can't sit there and dictate what she can do anymore. You know?
Oh, Joe, if only you could have mandates. If only you could have mandated her to make the proper decisions.
Oh, nice turn of a phrase.
Hey, you know what? If it just keeps, you know, the freedom going, then you gotta deal with it.
Yeah, freedom isn't good for everybody. I know that's not a very American thing to say, but I think I'm elitist enough to tell you. Freedom isn't good for all of you. You don't all deserve freedom. None of us have freedom, though. We have freedom adjacent. We all have freedom adjacent.
Yeah, well, look, you were saying there are some things that are going on, you know, during your weekend, you know, not for the show, bro. And in my world, it was too. And it goes back to some people shouldn't have freedom to do things. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know. I am. Well, did you guys have, before we take the break, Pip, did you have a good 2021?
No.
Sorry. I know you. I know you lost some loved ones. You did get a new job, though. So that's good.
That part worked out really well.
So,
thank God.
There is that silver lining. But like I said, I know you lost some loved ones. Joe, how was your 2021?
I actually, so far, knock on wood, it was not that bad. I went to Vegas. I went, you know, Atlantic City, you know, with Ant and those guys. I was, you know, and I'm looking forward to the new year. I was going to go to Chicago. I might have had another gig that came in, which I might take, which is local, instead of going out. But if that falls through, go to Chicago with those guys, probably go to Miami in the summer, in the fall. Yeah, but the last year, for the most part, was good.
Good.
It was good.
Good.
It's good. I'm glad somebody had a good
year. What about you? Besides this last bit of the year, what about you overall, Davin?
Well, I mean, there's what just happened. And we lost our, I mean, this is going to sound trivial to a lot of people, but fuck it, I don't care. We lost our guinea pig suddenly earlier in the year. And like I said, that's how I mark things. The people, the animals, the critters in my life that I love, are they all still with us? Are they all still functioning? So even though 2020 sucked on so many levels, I was fortunate in 2020. I didn't lose anybody, so I'm like, all right, that's a good year. This year sucked. It sucked because that's how I mark things.
Yeah, it's like when I went when I was coming back from the farm yesterday. We're getting down by where the outlets are, down in that area there, and I go, yeah, I got to call my aunt, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. She's gone almost 2 years, you know, and my brother's 92, and you know, you spend every quality moment with him. And you learn as you get older. Like when I lost my mom suddenly, so I learned to appreciate stuff. Like with my in-laws, you know, my in-laws, when I would spend time with them, I enjoyed every moment because I didn't know how long I would have with them or how long. And then we lost them both, but you have those memories and you get to a point where you got to learn to, savor things and cherish things, you know, and that comes with age because when you're like 20, you're going to live forever. You know, maybe grandpa, grandma, right. You know, maybe grandpa, or grandma died, but they were old. Me and my friends, we're going to conquer the world. We're going to, well, sometimes we conquer, sometimes we don't conquer, but, you know, you lose friends, you lose parents, you lose this. So you learn that every experience that you have with them, you cherish because you don't know how long it's going to last. And I'll tell you this, when my brother passes away, you know, God forbid, I hope it's going to be a while, you guys are going to see me in 3 weeks or 3 months because I don't know how I'm going to react. So, you know, so I savor every moment, you know?
I'm sure Pip can pick up where you leave off as far as saying nasty things to me. I have full confidence that she can hold that mantle.
I'll be extra sharp with you, just to fill in the gap for Joe.
Yeah, well, yeah. Every
team player.
Every insult will be a tribute to Joe.
Absolutely, I already do that, even when he's present.
No. When he's present, that's just your fucking nastiness. But you know.
It's funny when I go, I always said that Davin and Lenore are going to do the eulogy. You're actually going to have a third person who I invited to do my eulogy. That's my coworker Laura, who is very nasty. I love her to death, but she's very nasty to me. And I told her, I told her the story. I go, you know what? You're going to be in the eulogy too. I want to see you try to straggle around and say nice shit about.
Listen, I will do this. I just hope you tell these two ladies I'm fucking headlining. I am at the point in my career as a performer and nastiness. I'm not opening for anybody. So you let them know. And Laura should go first. She's the newest one with the nastiness. Lenore, I'm happy to have Lenore as my feature. I'm very excited about that. But I'm closing this shit. So you just let them know. You let them know the fucking order things are going to be. I expect that to be in your final wishes. And if not, I will not say nasty things about you when you go. So that is on you.
Oh, God, you got to say something. I'm going to be out running a pitchfork. I got to stop Satan and go, look at this shit.
Well, you let Laura and Lenore know.
You didn't think you liked me, did you?
You let Laura and Lenore know who's fucking closing. That's all I'm saying.
Look,
I've earned it.
Look, I think Lenore could do a solid 45, don't you think?
Yeah, but listen, nobody wants to hear anybody going on about Joe for 45 minutes. Nobody wants to.
So Laura's new.
Joe doing the 45.
See what Pip's doing over here? Pip is doing, she's thinking Lenore's going to be like so many fucking features. I'm going to prove I should be headlining by doing 45 when the time clearly states you should be doing much less. See, that's what Pip thinks Lenore's going to do.
How about when we were in Kentucky and we had a feature that was emceeing that thought he could be a headliner? And we're all standing around waiting for him to get done with the 40-minute MC spot.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Yeah. All right.
Look, I don't care what you do. You're hired for the MC. Do 15 minutes. Don't do 25 and then another 10 to 15 in the middle. We get it. You're the MC that weekend, though. You're not the middle. You're not the headliner.
It's good advice. Yeah. Sound comedy advice. All right. let's take our first break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the judge who got caught on video using the N-word to a black person. That was not good. And we'll talk about the restaurant in Texas who kicked out those darn mask wearers. Kicked out. That was my blog from a couple of weeks ago. We'll talk about that. But on the break, we have new music from Andrew Patterson with Hope Will Find a Way. Let's hope it does. And Shafto with Someone.